Hello, I'm Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks. Thanks for joining me today on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. I am the author of two newly released books, The Secrets of Leadership, Leading to Your Maximum Potential, and 27 Secrets of Marketing, Your Ticket to Maximum Revenue, endorsed by Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Brian Tracy, and many more, in addition to contributing to several online publications. I have effectively coached successful business owners and written content for hundreds of companies over the years. Today, my very special guest is Corey M. Coons. He is a Canadian rock artist who incorporates other genres of music into his rock songs, and we are going to hear his story of growing up in Eastern Ontario, Canada, and writing and recording music since the age of 13, and today he has his newest release coming out, the rock album The Long Road Home, which includes his latest single, Once Too Many, Twice Not Enough. Welcome, Corey.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. My listeners love to hear stories of your journey, and I'm sure as a recording artist starting out very young, you've had some adversities and challenges to overcome. So give me a little bit more background for our listeners to get to know you on how you got started in music and maybe a major challenge you had to overcome to get to where you are today.
Well, I started playing music many years ago. I'm actually in my mid-40s now, so I've been at this a long time. I started as a bass player, actually, in high school. Actually, I think grade 8 I started playing bass. I remember that my teacher, music teacher at the time, was looking for someone in the class to come up and play the bass in front of the class, and no one put their hand up, and I'm like, well, hey, I'm going up. So I went straight up and started playing on, I think it was Old Time Rock and Roll or something was the first song that she had me play. So,
awesome.
So that was pretty early age to start, but I mean, I've been doing it since, you know, that long ago. I've been passionate about music my whole life and played in high school bands. Had some good friends of mine in the high school band for a couple of years, and then after I left high school, got out and traveled with a group out of Cornwall, Ontario, which isn't very far from where I'm from, in Eastern Ontario. And we went on the road for 2.5 months. It was a band called Heads or Tails, and they were a classic rock cover band, and we did all of the Northern Ontario circuit at the time. Some pretty interesting places, some places maybe not sure if I'll ever go back again, but I mean, hey, it was quite an experience, and you know, going on the road with five guys in a bus and getting your first taste of playing music for a touring audience, I guess you would say, for 2.5 months. It was very, very cool. So that was the early 90s when I did that, and then throughout the rest of the 90s, I played in a couple different cover bands out of Cornwall area, and then got the chance in 1998 to tour again with a group that was kind of situated half in the States, half in Canada. They were from Ottawa originally, and then they located to the southeast of the United States. And they were kind of a retro top 40 rock act as well. They were called Us, and or US. They put the dot in there at one point. I think it was U.S. So, and we toured. I toured with those guys as a bass player as well for most of 1998. And we did all the Southeast in the U.S., like Georgia, Alabama, Florida, into, you know, those types of areas, Mississippi, and all that sort of. It was a great, great experience and lots of interesting stuff. You know, when you're playing with a rock band and you're single and lots of crazy things go on. But, I mean, it was a fun time for sure. So that was the late 90s, and then I came off the road, and then I had put another classic rock band together on my own in 1999-2000, and it was called Tycoons, which was sort of a reflection of my last name. And we did, once again, the 70s, 80s retro style thing. We stayed locally here in Eastern Ontario and played the circuit for quite a few years on and off. And then for 2004 was I recorded my first solo album called From the Ground Up, and I've been working on solo material ever since then. So,
awesome. Now, you had mentioned being single during that 2.5 month tour on the road, but now you are not single. Tell
No.
us about your family life and how it balances with your life on the road.
Well, you hit on the right word, balance. That's a perfect example. Family is amazing. I mean, my wife and my 4-year-old daughter now are just truly amazing. I mean, they're my rock and my support of my life and my music, and I don't know where I'd be, you know, if I didn't have my family right now today. So my wife's been a very big supporter of my music since we met. We met actually in a club when I was playing music, so she knows kind of what it's all about. So yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I couldn't be happier in that regard with home life, and then balancing the music now with the new album coming out, with kind of the whole the idea behind the title, I guess, The Long Road Home, is kind of like that journey and getting back to where I kind of feel comfortable again with my songwriting. I mean, I've always felt comfortable, but I'm right back in my real comfort zone, I guess, with my songwriting, with the melodic rock sound and building on the other influences of the storytelling aspect from, you know, the roots rock and a bit of country rock feel in there. And so I just feel like I've kind of come full circle with this new record. And, of course, family is always a big part of that, so.
Yeah, I imagine your daughter is absolutely adorable.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us. Now, I know you did not get to where you're at today. I mean, gosh, you worked with a producer, Ron Nevinson, who has produced names like Heart and Bad Company and Chicago and Survivor and just some amazing, amazing people. And I'm sure that you did not get to that level without some adversity and challenges. So share a little bit about the personal adversity that you had to overcome to keep going and to get to where you are in your music today, if you would, Corey.
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. I mean, everybody faces different types of adversity in their lives, I think, and there's always struggles in anything you do, and music is no different, obviously. I mean, it's a struggle to, you know, to make it financially, to earn enough money. Obviously, most musicians will tell you it's to write and record your own music and try to get out there and play it and push it isn't always the most financially rewarding. So it takes a lot. It takes a lot of tenacity and focus on staying the course, I guess. And just some other adversities, I guess, personally. I'm a personal songwriter in many instances from certain songs, and getting over losing my mom and dad in the last, you know, I guess my mom will be 18 years coming up in October. My dad will be 8 years. So those are big struggles. I mean, they were a big part of my life, obviously. And on the last record that I did with Ron in 2014, I did a song called Remember Me, which is a big tribute to my mom and dad, too. And of course, like I said, just getting over that is always a hurdle. But music is always a sort of a healer and kind of an escape, and really helps you deal with a lot of stuff. As even just people who listen to music, I think, can get that out of it. But when you play and you write music, it's a great source of therapy as well. So yeah, there's all kinds of struggles. I mean, I think you just have to keep digging in and keep going, you know.
Yes, I understand, Corey, and like many singer-songwriters I've had on the show, you do use music to express your tragedies and your healing. And, you know, I always ask singer-songwriters if they would like to share a little chorus of a song on the show, and you had mentioned that you had written a song several years back about your mother and father, so I don't know if you'd like to share that with us later in the show or if you have something else in mind you'd like to share, but I would love to just hear an a cappella version of a very special song to you and hear the story behind the song. But before we do that, let me go ahead and thank our sponsors that make this show possible, because without them, we would not have Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory, featuring the challenges and stories of victory that people like you on the show come to share with us. So my first sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in leadership development, team communication, team building, and process improvement. Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary of Pivot Business Consulting, matches students to employers using an algorithm much like Match.com and assesses to help employers document interns' tasks. You can contact them online at pivotbusinessconsulting.com or by phone at 321-422-2166. My second sponsor is Q Veru Virtual Assistants. Being a business owner or entrepreneur comes with an insurmountable amount of tasks and often leads to overwhelm, frustration, and burnout. Q Veru Virtual Assistants comes in as a unique team member to complete tasks as they are given, providing around-the-clock assistance, quick turnarounds, and high-quality work. Here at Veru, we'll make being an entrepreneur fun again. Delegate your workload so you can focus on what really matters in your business. If you are growing, contact them at virtualassistantsru.com or by phone at 360-797-5676. And now let's welcome back our very special guest, Corey M. Coons, a singer-songwriter out of Ontario, Canada. And Corey, before our sponsor break, I had asked you about a very special song in your life. Do you have one in mind that you would like to share with us?
Well, yeah, I have a couple. Actually, I could play Remember Me for the one from my mom and dad, or I could also do Eyes of Blue, which is one that is a tribute to my daughter that we did for her second birthday and stuff. So, I mean, which one would you rather hear?
I think we might have time to share both, but let's start with your mom and dad since you led into that in our prior conversation. And if you have more to add about this song before you start singing, we would love to hear it.
Well, like I said, it's just basically a tribute to them. I mean, they were a huge part of my life from the get-go, obviously. They've always been big supporters of what I did with my music. And they were super, super people, very honest and true people, and they loved each other very much. And this just was my heartfelt tribute to them, and I think the whole community in my little area here. Like, I come from just outside of a small town, and when we did the song, we did the video for it after, I think it just really resonated with a lot of people who knew them and stuff. And I think when you can kind of hit someone in the heart with your songs and your melodies and everything, I think that's what you really hope for and strive for as a songwriter. So I'll just set the phone down in front of me here and just play a little bit of it for you, okay?
Perfect. Thanks, Corey.
Okay.
I just love your sound. I've been listening to the music online since you and I booked this show together, and your sound is just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Royce. I appreciate that very much.
Would you like to sing a little bit of the song about your two-year-old daughter, or your daughter when she was two?
Yeah, she's four now, so she's almost starting school, so it's going to be another big change in our lives here. So,
It sure is. I'm an empty nester, so I've been through it, and it will be a constant season of change.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I'll do it for you. It's called Eyes of Blue. Sorry for the tuning here. Okay.
If I could see further into time, would I believe love's the tie that binds when two hearts fall upon each other, beating to a simple melody?
Gosh, I could listen to you all day, Corey. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thanks so much. I didn't know how far to go there, so I just kind of did some abbreviated versions for you.
Hey, it's your show. You can go as far or as short as you would like. Now, I know things have changed since you've written those songs and your career has taken on a new trajectory. So where are you at in your career now, and what would you like us to listen for coming up soon?
Well, like we talked about, I'm just in the sort of midst of promoting and publicizing the new record, The Long Road Home, and Michael Stover from MTS has been a great addition to me, and I've been working with Michael now for not very long, actually, about a month or so far, but I've known Michael for quite a few years, and he's done some fantastic things for many independent artists from all over North America and the world and here in Canada as well. And so he's been just fantastic to work with, and I truly appreciate what he does, and I admire what he does for all the independent artists. And so we're in the middle of just getting the new single promoted from the new record, and the new single is called Once Too Many, Twice Not Enough. And so far I think the reaction has been wonderful. I mean, lots of positive comments from people, and I think it's going very well. So I'm just going to try to keep forging forward and keep getting the music out there. Hopefully we resonate with as many people as we can and reach as many people all over. And, yeah.
Yeah, Michael's amazing. I think he and I have been working together, featuring his artists for about a year now, and he has some amazing talent under his umbrella. And so I'm happy he keeps sending you guys my way to feature and to learn more about as artists, because I just love music and have no talent for it like you do, but love to listen to it.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate you having me, for sure.
Yeah. So I want to give you a chance just to share with our audience anything that is top of mind for you right now, family-related, balancing work and career, a couple of tips for up-and-coming musicians that haven't been in the business as long as you. Just direct the conversation for the next 3 or 4 minutes any way you would like, and share some wisdom with us, Corey.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think if you're talking about the music business itself, I mean, you really have to just, like I mentioned before, be very tenacious with what you're doing, but do it because you love it, and do it because it comes from the heart, and it's what you truly, truly desire to do, because I think you can spend a lot of hours, days, months, years of your life doing something that maybe you really don't like doing, which I'm sure we've all at some point in our lives have done. So, I mean, do something that really calls to you, and try to get that emotional satisfaction out of it, and everything else will follow. I mean, if you're doing what you love and sort of what you're called to do, or what you feel you're called to do, I think everything else will just fall in line, because you kind of have to go with your gut and, you know, do what feels right, because it's, you know, one life to live and you want to do it the best you can, obviously. So I think that's number one for the business. And make sure you surround yourself with the right people in everything you do, in business and in your family life and everything, your friends, your peers, because you want to be around the right people, because there's a lot of people out there that say they're going to do things for you and may not be true to what they say, or maybe kind of mislead you in certain ways. And there's many kinds of people out there, so you got to look out for that too. And like I said, you know, if it feels right, do it.
I would echo that advice. Even though I'm not in music as a business coach, I encourage people to follow their passion, because making money will follow if you're following your passion. But if you get into something just to make money, you're going to be miserable, and it's going to make each day a challenge getting up to work. And surrounding yourself with the right people is instrumental in success. I had a conversation with a roundtable of business owners yesterday, and we were talking about lack of integrity in business and how that mars you going forward for referrals and future business. And, yeah, when we surround ourselves with the right people, things just fall into place, and we can be respected for what we do and the decisions we make. So thank you.
Oh, so true, yeah. I understand and agree totally.
Well, I want to give you a chance to acknowledge anybody you haven't acknowledged, and then share with our listeners where they can find you online, because Thrive has about 20% of an international audience, including your home country of Canada and the UK and Australia and some other English-speaking places. And I want people to connect with you and listen to your music more online. So where can they find you at, Corey?
You can find me online, first of all, at my website, www.coreymcoons.com. And all my links are there for Facebook, Twitter, and also for the digital music as far as downloading and streaming music. I'm on iTunes, CD Baby, now on Spotify as well. So all those appropriate links are there. You can also email myself directly from the website or my webmaster if you're looking for a hard copy or a physical copy of the new album or any past releases. You can do that as well. Could always ship you out one for sure. As far as shout-outs, I mean, just thanks to everybody, like all of my friends and fans who've been supporting me for so many years. I run into a lot of people who are, you can just tell they're so true when they make their comments and how they just, you know, make you keep doing what you want to do, because it's not only just for yourself when you do this, but you really, I get a, you know, such a thrill out of performing music and writing music and getting other people's reactions and feedback from them, because it's a give and take like anything else, you know. So thanks to everybody along the way, and thanks to Michael, obviously, Michael Stover, for setting this up with you, and thank you for having me on the show and all of the other shows I've been on recently, and everybody helping out and promoting and everything. Thank you so much to everybody.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure to have you on the show, Corey. As I said, I am a music lover and go to Songwriters Fest every year, and so part of me feels selfish for having you on and getting to enjoy this personal conversation with you, but I'm so glad to share you with the world, too, and get this out there so more people can appreciate your music and what you do. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Well, I've had a great time. Thank you, Royce, very, very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, Corey has mentioned where you can find him, CoreyMCoons.com, and I have downloaded so much of his music there, and as he said, you can connect with him on all the social media channels there. You can find me at RoyceTalks.com or CoachingWithRoyce.com. But on RoyceTalks.com, you can connect with me on all the social media channels or email me directly. You can also purchase a copy of the two books I mentioned at the start of the show. Again, those endorsements by Kevin Harrington, Brian Tracy, Joe Theismann, and some others are there. So feel free to connect with me there and get your copy. And thanks for joining me so much on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. And through this special series, we are featuring about a dozen international recording artists and singer-songwriters. So this very special series is made possible through a partnership with MTS Management and some other independent artists. So thanks for joining us and sharing these beautiful messages from singer-songwriters around the globe. And I want to leave our audience with a parting thought today from Arianna Huffington. Cultivate your Thrive tribe. We are made to thrive and to enjoy each day. And when you're passionate about what you do, as Corey Coons has said today, we can truly love our life and enjoy what we're doing and create a Thrive tribe. So that's my parting words for you today. Thanks again for joining me on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. And to my sponsors who make this show possible, Pivot Business Consulting and Q Veru Virtual Assistants, and to my very special guest, Corey Coons. Thanks so much again, Corey.
Thank you very much, Royce. Have a great day.
All right, that's all for now. Join us on the next episode of Thrive.